This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 28, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. There's been a sudden reversal of something we reported to you yesterday. As you recall, in our last episode, Citigroup was targeted by a New York Post article for plans to take delivery of a new Dassault Falcon 7X corporate jet after accepting government bailout money. The company defended its decision and noted it has cut its fleet by two-thirds since 2000. Even the Post writers noted the company had two older jets for sale, with a combined value that would more than have covered the cost of the new 7X. But the Post article came to the attention of Washington. Bloomberg reports that in his afternoon briefing on Monday, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said President Barack Obama doesn't believe using corporate jets is the best use of money, either for automakers or banks. Lawmakers soon piled on. By early yesterday, the White House confirmed that a Treasury Department official had called Citigroup to express concern. Well, Citigroup now says the company has, quote, no intent to take delivery of any new aircraft, unquote. One thing's for sure, I now know the one job in America that only gets more secure in the current economy. And it's currently occupied by Ed Bolin. Boeing and Airbus could face a real crisis if the airline orders, which make up their backlogs, fall through for lack of financing. Boeing has realized this and said last year it will loan billions to its customers. Now, governments on both sides of the Atlantic are reaching the same conclusion. The Wall Street Journal reports the U.S. Export-Import Bank plans to increase loan guarantees for new aircraft purchases to as much as $9 billion during 2009. That's nearly $4 billion more than last year, and double the amount seen in the darkest days after the 9/11 attacks. That bank exists to fund foreign purchases of U.S. products. It already has $47 billion loaned out for purchases of Boeing aircraft. The journal also cites unnamed government sources in France as saying that country will invest $6.5 billion into banks that lend to aeronautical interests in order to provide similar incentives for customers who choose Airbus products. So far, neither deal is being called a bailout. Delta Airlines reported yesterday it lost $1.4 billion in the fourth quarter of 2008. About $904 million of it was blamed on one-time charges to provide employees with stock promised in connection with Delta's acquisition of Northwest Airlines last year. The airline also reported taking a $607 million hit in the quarter due to fuel hedging, which prevented it from taking advantage of the plunge in oil prices. The Associated Press reports analysts had expected a better showing. In 2007's fourth quarter, Delta lost only 18 cents per share. A year later, the loss was $2.11 per share. Even without the one-time charges for stock issues and fuel hedges, the company lost $340 million, or 50 cents a share. Analysts were looking for more like 34 cents. Those same analysts now say Delta will report another loss in the current quarter, but be profitable the rest of the year. CEO Richard Anderson is bullish, quote, "Despite the difficult economic environment, we expect to be solidly profitable in 2009, driven by lower fuel costs, capacity discipline, and merger synergies. Delta people have a great track record for achieving their goals, and I'm confident that 2009 will be another successful year," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The Miracle on the Hudson may feature lawsuits after all. Two freight pilots survive an ugly landing in Lubbock. And Obama's team is not even close to deciding on the F-22 and F-35. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN managing editor Rob Finfrock recaps the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo held last weekend at Sebring, Florida. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.